Today is Thursday, January the 23rd, 2020, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. Oh my God, you guys. So I went to St. Louis yesterday, and I thought it was going to be, you know, no big deal. And so I think I had talked about this before that I canceled my appointment a week and a half ago, but it was very important that I make that up as soon as possible because I do not do any of the maintenance of my hair myself. You know, I have to do that at, oh my gosh, no, I'm not asking. Siri thought that I was asking her something. Anyway, regardless. So I really have to go every 4 weeks, and 5 weeks is really pushing it. And I was on week six this week, which I've never gone that long without in between appointments. So anyway, they were able to squeeze me in on a Wednesday, so I had to take the day off work. And lo and behold, we have winter weather again. And the reason I canceled it before is because we had winter weather last time. And this time we had more winter weather than we had before, although it wasn't bad. There was snow on the ground, but it was probably like, I don't know, a half an inch, something like that. And but the thing is, it was also going to snow in St. Louis. It was like literally the same as it was the Saturday that I canceled. And my stepfather is in Africa on like a mission trip or whatever, a missions trip, and his vehicle is a SUV. So I called my mom and I was like, hey, just in case there's ice on the road or whatever, can I come pick up Steve's car and or his SUV and drive that today to St. Louis? And she said, yeah, that's fine. So I went over there and got it. Well, I had left with a good 30-minute to 45-minute buffer. Probably an hour buffer, actually. So it takes about 5 hours to get to St. Louis to my hair salon. And I left with about like 6 hours, maybe 5 hours and 50 minutes or something to get there. But because I decided last minute to stop and pick up the SUV, that deleted about 15 minutes of that buffer. And then I get on the highway, and I had been driving for about an hour at this point, maybe a little bit more, and it comes to a complete standstill. I mean, this is an interstate highway, and it comes to a complete standstill because there was an accident. And I think there was an accident. Waze said there was an accident. Anyway, I was sitting there for 45 minutes at a complete stop. So then, I mean, not moving at all, not inching forward. I literally put the vehicle in park. And I was sitting there could anything else happen? I had to cancel the first one. Then it was a pain in the butt to get them to reschedule. And then I have to take off work. And then we have winter weather again on the day that I'm supposed to go. Then I get in a traffic jam because there's an accident. And I'm literally, so it made me an hour and a half late to the appointment. So I called, about 15 minutes into my dilemma. And I said, hey, I know you guys squeezed me in, but I'm literally stuck in traffic. And I have no idea because I was in between. You know how it is when you're in between exits and there's like literally nowhere you can go. That's always when there's an accident on a road. That's always how it is. Like you're in between exits. You can't just pull off and take an exit. No, no, you're stuck. Luckily, I didn't have to pee or anything. Because that would have been, if I had to pee in a bottle or something. I mean, I've done that before, but, that would have been not fun. So, luckily, she was able to get her 2 o'clock appointment to move to 1 o'clock and put me in the 2 o'clock slot. So, I got there at 1:30, and I had to wait like 20 minutes, and she finished a little bit early on her 1 o'clock and got me in. So I did get my haircut done. I got all that, the oil change and everything. No, I'm just kidding. I got everything done and then I was able to drive back and all that was, but I didn't get home until like 9:45 last night. And then I go in today And I, so, you know, I had told my boss that I would agree to be product owner of my product. And then, so I go in, so he makes the announcement yesterday while I'm out. And so I get in, and one of the other product owners who I work with, he was like, well, you know, what he announced was that you were moving over to the product owner team. And he, but he announced, anyway, he kind of laid out some drama like, oh my gosh, I'm not sure if we're actually going to be product owners that are directly aligned to our products, or if we're going to be more like initiative managers or something. I don't know. Anyway, I don't know. I came in and there was some bullshit like drama, and I'm just like, okay, well, I don't know. And so we're supposed to have a meeting, but what I will say is there are two different ways you could have taken the announcement yesterday based on what this guy told me. One is my boss completely pulled the wool over my eyes and did a bait and switch and said, do you want to do this thing? And then I'm really not going to be over my current product at all. So he lied to me. Or he just is not good at explaining things and it's all going to work out. And I don't know. Because I was getting kind of excited. I was listening to all these training, you know, videos on my drive to get my hair cut yesterday about how to be a successful product manager and how you get to design what features, you know, decide what features are going to be added to your product. And I mean, think about, I don't know, Instagram or some app that you use on your phone. There's a product manager that meets with customers, does market research, you know, looks at other apps that do similar things and decides, you know, like what features would be really useful to customers. And then, you know, figures out the monetary stuff and all that and prioritizes that, gives it over to the development team, and then manages not the resources, not the people, but manages the, you know, when each feature is going to get delivered, et cetera, et cetera. And I was getting a little bit excited about the prospect for my product, you know, for my product, because that's my baby. And so if it turns out that that's not the case, and I'm not directly involved on a day-to-day basis with my product, then I'm not going to be happy with that. But you know what? I'm a pessimist, but I'm going to try to be optimistic here and just think that the guy who was talking to me was being very pessimistic. And I'm going to just imagine that it's going to work out how it's supposed to work out. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes. But anyway, so that happened. And then the rest of the day, I was just, you know, working. Nothing to really talk about there. But my aunt is in town, so Mark and I are going to go over there either tomorrow night, Friday night, or Saturday night. We're going to eat and play games and stuff like that, because my aunt really likes to play board games and card games and dominoes and stuff like that. And Mark and I like to play games, so we're going to do that, and that'll be fun. I saw her today during lunch because I was returning my stepfather's SUV and getting my car. And it might snow again tonight. I'm not really sure. Like, it could snow again tonight. And it might as well not even snow. It's like, it's not good enough to even call snow. Like a half an inch that melts during the day. You know, you don't even get to stay home. I want some snow, like, you know, where you open the door and you've got snow stacked up against the door. You know, like Kathy Bacon gets. That kind of snow. But who knows? I mean, we probably won't get that. So I did have some tweets. Mark, or Laughing Buddha, says, listening to Geeky Gay podcast, and him saying, huge, and why we can't all be nicer. And Kathy Bacon says, people just suck. I think we're all doomed. I'm not hopeful at all. Ack. Well, Kathy, I'm probably with you, but I wish we could be hopeful. I've been listening to... I can't listen to the trial. I just can't. The impeachment trial, because I would be so stressed out. But I have started listening to that Rachel Maddow podcast that you recommended, Kathy. And that's still stressful, but at least I just get a small dose every day. And then Joe in Dallas says, I know what you were thinking because I know how you are. He's quoting me because apparently I said I know how he is. I don't even remember what I was talking about. And he says, how dare you? So, sorry, Joe. It is what it is. All right. Well, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ-friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.